Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Thursday, March 26, 2015. I am Marilyn Isles. In the headlines this evening, no contribution to Remembrance Day Memorial from Dominica, says former UN ambassador. St. Lucia government seeking help from IOM and New York building collapses after explosion in Manhattan. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more coming up.
Madness continues at Courts with nothing down and absolutely nothing to pay until Mother's Day. Plus, mad deals all over the store. I tell you, deals upon deals upon deals and all deals priced to go. Go, go! You've got to be mad not to get yours, so get down to Courts right now. Nothing to pay until Mother's Day. Plus, even madder deals every day. You just can't miss it. Courts, bringing value home.
Good evening. Welcome back. Wednesday, March 25th, 2015, marked the 8th International Day of Remembrance of the Victims of Slavery and the Transatlantic Slave Trade. In observance of this Remembrance Day, the United Nations unveiled the Ark of Return, a permanent memorial at the UN headquarters in New York City on Wednesday afternoon. Dominica's former UN ambassador, Crispin Gregoire, was part of the Permanent Memorial Committee and was one of the visionaries of the initiative who helped with the fundraising. In an interview with Q95 News, the former ambassador said he was instrumental in getting the Regional Council of Martinique to contribute €80,000 to the project. He considers this memorial and what it signifies to be a momentous achievement.
It's quite an achievement for the people of the Caribbean and the whole Western Hemisphere and those in Africa to have finally a memorial to the 15 million enslaved Africans who were brought across the Atlantic. Many perished in the Middle Passage. And today we celebrate the establishment at the United Nations of a memorial. Most of all, what was important to me yesterday was that the fact that the memorial that was unveiled by the Secretary General and the President of the General Assembly is a memorial done by an architect whose ancestry came from enslaved Africans, a Haitian-American architect.
The ambassador says, however, he was disappointed to learn that in what started off as a CARICOM initiative and later broadened to include the African Union as a joint partner, Dominica is the only CARICOM country not to have made a financial contribution to the memorial.
I have been part of this memorial from its inception. I can proudly say that as a Dominican, I'm one of the visionaries of this memorial. And that Dominica has been involved in this. The only sad part for me is that when I look at the list of contributors to the memorial, the financial contributors, I don't see Dominica listed. And I think that's rather unfortunate because this is a CARICOM-led initiative, and I thought that all CARICOM countries would have made the effort to contribute to this most important memorial honoring the victims of slavery.
The danger.
Former UN Ambassador for Dominica, Crispin Gregoire. The mayor of the city of Roseau, Irene John, is hopeful that the implementation of more efficient tax collection methods will yield better results for the council. The mayor advised GIS News that the council is seeking to implement a more robust system for the collection of property taxes in the capital because non-compliance to the payment of municipality taxes has been an issue for the council for some time now. The city mayor says the council is prepared to enter into payment arrangements with property owners as her council intends to take tax collection more seriously. She believes more efficiency in tax collection will allow the council to accomplish more. The mayor says while persons are reluctant to comply mainly because they expect a direct service in return to pay in taxes, taxes is mandatory by law. City Overseer Thomas Baptiste observes that Dominica is the OECS country with the lowest property tax rates, a yearly average of just $150. Currently, legal action against non-compliant property owners is the last resort. Mrs. John declined to comment further when approached by Q95 News on this matter. And in more news this evening, attorney at law Tiani Bihanzin, representing the family of the late Joshua Etienne, says the latest outcome in the courts is another example of time wasting. Bihanzin contends that for as long as charges are not read and officers are not remanded, they are free to abscond if they so wish. The former magistrate once again reiterates that in the absence of charges being brought by the police, the family has the option to file charges at the magistrate court for an indictable offence of murder.
The danger you have is that these individuals were free. I mean, some of them are jumping up in carnival, some of them are checking woman checking man, all the rest of what they're doing. They're running about their normal business. These people can easily abscond. You can take a boat and disappear from this jurisdiction. There are people who are actually supposed to be reporting and whose passports are being taken by the state and held in the magistrate's court and still escape the jurisdiction. So I don't understand how these might be at risk of also escaping. And then what happens? They say, well, we didn't know? That's when they're going to come and tell the family. No, there's always the possibility, as we keep saying, the laws allow us to charge on a private criminal prosecution for any matter. Police doesn't charge them. The family can, in fact, file charges at the magistrate's court for an indictable offense of murder. So if the state is continuing their shenanigans, this might be an option for the family.
Attorney at law Tiani Bihanzin. As six schools participated in the inaugural Kiwanis Club Secondary School's public speaking competition, the Convent High School, the Northeast Comprehensive, Pierre Charles Secondary School, Castlebury Secondary School, the Orion Academy, and the Dominic Grammar School, Emma Lehor of the Orion Academy emerged victorious. The competition, which took place at the Dominica State College's auditorium on Wednesday, was staged in two rounds, the first being presentations on a pre-selected topic, while the second was impromptu, which saw presentations on the topic How I Spent My Summer Holiday. 15-year-old Lyra said she was nervous at the start of the competition, but once she began her presentations, the nervousness subsided while confidence kicked in. She stated that based on the high level of presentations by her competitors, winning the competition came as a surprise to her. She advises others not to let their fear hold them back from participating in such events, as there is much to benefit from. The awards for the competition were Best Prepared Speech in Round 1, Almira Lewis of the Pierre Charles Secondary School, Best Impromptu Speech, Emma Lehrer of the Orion Academy, Best Overall Speaker, Emma Lehrer of the Orion Academy, and third place was the Convent High School, represented by Selena Coffey, while Almira Lewis of the Pierre Charles Secondary School came in second. And the Rotary Club of Dominica has concluded its fourth annual hearing mission across the country. The mission, which was held in collaboration with the Centers for Hearing Care and members of the Rotary Club of Boardman, Ohio, was hosted on Monday, March 23rd to Wednesday, March 25th. The hearing mission was held under the leadership of Dr. Cheryl Filango, who is the president and owner of the Centers for Hearing Care. She says Dominicans need to better protect their hearing.
They really need to be protecting their hearing. Surprisingly, we don't see many folks that have a hearing loss because of noise exposure, but we do see a lot of folks that because of health reasons or because of genetic involvement that they have hearing loss. So for Dominicans to prevent hearing loss in the future, they need to remain healthy. So working with their physician to be healthy, eating a good diet, getting a little bit of exercise, and if they do have health conditions such as sugar diabetes, have a very close relationship with their doctor here on the island so that their condition is cared for.
Head of the hearing mission, Dr. Cheryl Figlano. audiologist from the Centers of Hearing Care and members of the Rotary Club of Boardman, Ohio, arrived in Dominica on March 22nd. The Hearing Mission, which has been a success over the past 3 years, focuses on impaired hearing spanning partial or total loss of hearing. President of the Rotary Club of Dominica and coordinator of the Hearing Mission, Marvelyn Birmingham, says the project, which started 3 years ago, has been able to provide care to a total of 743 patients with 329 hearing aids fitted and has transformed the lives of many Dominicans, with some persons hearing for the first time in their lives.
We have now the Hearing Mission. It's in its fourth year, and we have seen some, people have had some life-changing encounters when, we've met certain individuals who have never heard in their life, who didn't go to school, can't read or write or speak, and you fit them with a hearing aid, and they are so elated because at least they can hear the sounds around them. There's one young guy who is now in secondary school, when at first they thought that he was just very slow, a very slow learner, and he's in secondary school now. So there are lots of success stories that we can.
President of the Rotary Club of Dominica and coordinator of the Hearing Mission, Marvelyn Birmingham. And in more news this evening, the St. Lucia government says it has sought assistance from the United Nations International Organization on Migration, IOM, to deal with a suspected case of human trafficking in the country. National Security Minister Philippe Le Corbinier said the assistance from the IOM is necessary given the novelty of the issue and the gravity of its consequences. Four Asian nationals, including a national from Bangladesh, have been arrested after a number of Nepalese and Filipino nationals arrived on the island, claiming that they were due to pursue studies at the Lambert's Academy in Grosselies. The academy's principal has also been charged for money laundering. The Asians said that they each paid $9,000 for courses and $13,000 each to get to St. Lucia. But on arrival, they were told that law enforcement authorities that they had been duped. Most of the group members are now stranded and are being assisted by sympathetic St. Lucians and the Roman Catholic Pastoral Center. And in breaking news this evening, a building has collapsed in another, and another is on fire in New York City after an apparent explosion. Emergency services are on the scene and say four people are critically injured and 12 others were injured. Officials are investigating whether a gas leak is to blame. There were reports of an explosion before the fire. The BBC's Nadia Torfik is at the scene and says about 250 firefighters are on hand to battle the blaze. Emergency services started to receive calls reporting the fire at around 15:15 local time. The New York Times is reporting that an explosion triggered the fire in one building, which quickly spread to another. The area in Manhattan's East Village, close to New York University, is being evacuated. The station said that there are fears that other buildings may collapse or could collapse as well, and it is not clear if anyone has been trapped in the building or in the rubble. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first, a recap of our headlines. And making our headline news this evening, no contribution to Remembrance Day Memorial from Dominica, says former UN ambassador. St. Lucia government seeking help from IOM. And the New York building collapses after explosion in Manhattan. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, do log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Marilyn Isles, wishing you a very pleasant evening.